The next patient is Mr. Bruce Faber. The last name is F-A-B, like in boy, E-R. The first name is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white male that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD-3B. 6 years ago, this patient had a nephrotic syndrome that was evaluated at the Bay Pines, Bay, like in boy, B like in boy, A like in alpha, Y like in Yankee, Pines, P-I-N-E-S, Medical Center. Unfortunately, and despite of the request that we sent to Bay Pines for the records, we haven't received the biopsy. I am asking the patient to go to the local VA clinic and talk to the primary to see whether or not that primary doctor can get into the computer and get the report before we consider another kidney biopsy. Today he comes and the serum creatinine is 1.70, which is lower than before. The BUN creatinine ratio is 18, and the estimated GFR is up to 40 mL per minute. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that was done in October the 5th of 2023 that is consistent with 2,500. Milligrams of milligrams of albumin per gram of creatinine. Because of the presence of potassium, that is 4.6, is started on the administration of Jardiance, 10 milligrams every day. We have to monitor the kidney function. We have to make sure that the patient doesn't get hypoglycemic. We also instructed the patient to check the body weight in order to prevent dehydration. And we reevaluate shortly. Number two. The patient has hyperlipidemia. At one time, this patient was taking atorvastatin, but for some reason, that medication is not in our list, and the patient is not taking it. The cholesterol total is 253. The LDL is 176, and HDL of 33. We're going to fax the prescription to the Veterans Administration for him to take 20 milligrams at the bedtime. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under fair control. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 180 over 88. The patient stated that it's unusual for him to have this blood pressure, that he gets better readings at home. The administration of SGLT2 will contribute to the control of the blood pressure. If there is not a sustained hypertension in the blood pressure log, we will not adjust medication. period. The patient has a history of anemia. The hemoglobin is 11.4. We are going to investigate folate, iron, as well as B12. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C, reported on October the 5th of 2023, 6.8, much better control. The patient was encouraged to remain in the plant-based diet, low sodium intake, and the intake of fluid according to his body weight. We will see him in 7 weeks. I invested ...12 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.